call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and today the Lord said it's Mess with John Day. So let's start with the good news. I got a postcard! This time it really is a postcard from Miss Lillian. Happy Easter. And the thing that's fascinated, it includes a newspaper clipping. She actually still gets a newspaper. Cleveland Mayor Kevin Brooks thanks Ironcraft CEO Patrick Kozlowski. So she saw that and obviously she clipped it out and sent it to me. I mean, I found that great joy. But speaking of great joy, one of my favorite songs is In Christ Alone. And I've enjoyed that for a whole long time. And one of the things I decided is I wanted to have it, you know, as I was playing with some thoughts on the media, I said, okay, I'm just going to do one song just to have it in my mind. And it was, you know, obviously In Christ Alone, because I've had multiple renditions of it. And so what I did is I did a search to see if I can find others that I might be interested in putting together on there. And I've only done a limited amount thus far. But so I have a link on today's for a particular one. But if you go there, you'll find there are links to others. There's also a link to, when you go to that, it goes to, there's an In Christ Alone section, including the one by Stuart Townend, the video that I've had actually for years, which I've very much enjoyed. And when you go to his, there's also a video there for the story behind the song In Christ Alone. And I watched that and I said, you know, should I put that on there? So I listened to it. It's kind of like, I'm going to put it on there. Because one of the things he showed in that is his personal conviction. Christ is a reality to him. I really think, you know, hearing that is a confirmation that the reason he could write that song is because he believes it. And probably lives it. It was a big encouragement to me. But there's also, again, there's the link to the article I wrote in August 4th of 2015, so several weeks ago, called "The Wrath of God is Justified." And I read that again, and I really like what I wrote. I really do like what I wrote. The important thing now is they link together. The image I'm using today was, I found one that I was unfamiliar with. A group called the Living Stones Quartet. I never heard of them. So I saw that and said, okay, I'll listen to the video. Wow. Wow. These are four young guys. And boy, do they sing well together. They sing like it's one person. It is remarkable. These guys have some serious talent. And it was an absolute joy to listen to. And you can listen to it because that's what I link you to. But it goes beyond that. The image I use, and I have, if you go to on the web, you'll see I have the image there. So I took a screen capture of one moment near the end of the song. These gentlemen are from India. They have it's a very clear English, but you have that noticeable Indian accent. But again, remarkably remarkable. I mean, they're great singers. And obviously, this was done a studio record. I mean, this was a well done video. This was a class act. So you know, they no doubt recorded in the studio and then did the lip sync on a mountaintop, and not just a mountaintop. You know, it's kind of like when we go to Big Frog Mountain. Yeah, it's some effort. You know, we're doing 2,300 feet up, but it's over 5 miles. No, this is up. The image there is kind of like, wow. And they have the drone flying over. Anyway, it is absolutely marvelous. I really found great joy in that. It brought me such delight today, because the other things didn't. When I did the looked up this group, you know, two things came to mind. Their name, the Living Stone Quartet. I have been, you know, a year ago, I actually went to Living Stone's church to visit the pastor and had a dialogue with him for about an hour through an interpreter, because he's Russian. Russian and Ukrainian. You know, he's both. And I've been planning to write them again on the subject of reconciliation and the tools that I'm trying to do, to see if there's someone who might be interested, because there's a huge market. but so I did a quick search on the Living Stones Quartet, and I found Living Stones Ministries. And the number of times this has come up in the last few days has really shocked me. And so let me give you a quote from their about section. Living Stones Ministries upholds heterosexuality as God's creative intent for humanity, and subsequently views homosexual expression as outside of God's will. Living Stones Ministries cites homosexual tendencies as one of the many disorders that beset fallen humanity. Choosing to resolve these tendencies through homosexual behavior, taking on a homosexual identity, and involvement in the homosexual lifestyle is considered destructive, as it distorts God's intent for the individual and is sinful. You know, I did the thing on the 1946 movie yesterday. It's just that this subject matter keeps coming up, because obviously it's hit my family. And why did it come up yet again? I have only done the first cursory look at this ministry, but when I read those lines, the quality, the love shown in the descriptions I've seen thus far is remarkable. It's really remarkable. But it goes on. You know, I did mention a couple days ago a video by Dan Dix. He did another one today. The transgender terrorist movement is one of the most evil threats the world faces. That's the name of his video he did today. And, you know, the image he used is the woman who killed, 6 people in Nashville few days ago at a Christian school. It was apparently a targeted killing. She apparently has a written manifesto that has not been made public or whatever. And one of the things he mentioned, and I checked into it, is this Saturday is the Trans Day of Vengeance. It's a rally outside of the U.S. Supreme Court. So this Saturday, 2 days from today. And the article I read from New York Post, I think, stated that the organization, and I didn't go to the organization's site. I didn't want to. Oh, they want to be peaceful. But one of the things they say, wear a mask. Day of Vengeance, and it's going to be peaceful. This concerns me. Because, you know, I also am familiar with another line you might have heard before. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Is he taking his vengeance? You know, one of the things I've pointed out recently is Nebuchadnezzar, who, you know, eventually said, you know, Daniel's God is God, but he's also the one that was used to chastise, the Israelites. This is clear. Is the homosexual transgender community going to chastise those claiming to be Christian? Because obviously this and others, they've targeted Christian groups. In this case, a Christian school. You know, and apparently, the head of the school, I think it's the head of a school who was a woman, was targeted. I mean, she went specifically to get her, and also a pastor and the pastor's daughter. From what I understand, their target. I don't have, that was not clear. But will the Lord use the transgender community to chastise his own? I wonder about that. But there's more. I heard a reference to this, and I researched it. I did something very strange. I went to the U.S. Senate's website and got Bill 686, the Restricting the Emergence of Security Threats That Risk Information and Communications Technology Act, or the Restrict Act. Obviously, you know, it's like the Patriot Act, but now they make something so they can get an acronym that has a little punch to it. The Restrict Act. The apparent motivation for this is the concern that TikTok, in particular, since it's Chinese-based, does data collection, and it's being collected outside of the United States. So, it's been a rallying point for a long time. The fact that it dumbs people down and all those, we don't. But their concern is that they're data collecting. Facebook does it, Google does it, Apple does it, Microsoft does it. That doesn't matter. But when TikTok does it, they're using that as an excuse to get the government involved. And it's obviously first draft. It was just introduced this month. I get the impression, without too much study, is it would not take effect until 2024. But I did a quick review. I didn't do an intense read, but I did a quick review because, you know, it's a bunch of legalese garbage. You know, it does license the government, the federal government, to do things like asset forfeiture of up to $1 million to individuals and up to 20 years in prison. And the way it's written, because of the discretion aspects, it could apply to me. This is not a game. Because of my work in Shofar Nexus, from the brief read, I heard it suggested, so I did check to see how much it was sensationalized. And from the brief read, I see the doors open that if this bill gets passed and the flexibility in it is used, my state could take everything I own and put me in jail for 20 years. In other words, rest of my life. It's not a game. I've said that so often. It is not a game. And no, I will not stop. Why did the Lord grant me such joy this morning to see these four guys standing on the top of this rock? You know, because I every time I see a video, because I've seen lots of videos of people who go up to these real high places. I have a picture of a guy sitting at the edge of a cliff, just looking over a huge place. I think he's in Utah, just looking at a big, massive area. And I look at that guy and I say, I can feel the joy he has being there. But I sure wouldn't do it. Not a chance. But I can enjoy with somebody when they do that. And then when I see this guy and these four gentlemen, and then the drone footage doing the various flying around them, and then when they had the larger group, the musicians, also near that, not at the same spot. I can feel the joy they had in doing that. And I celebrate that. And again, the quality of their singing was fantastic. The Lord really gifted these guys intensely. And, you know, I got to look at some more of their music. Because it looks like they've done a lot of really good stuff. And what I've seen of their ministry, apparently these guys are serious. And their marketplace is going after the young, which I celebrate for them, with them. But then, I think it was when I was eating breakfast, I see this story from Dan Dix on this transgender woman. A woman who calls herself trans. She's a woman. I'm sorry. She's a woman. It concerns me. And then, of course, that Livingstone Ministries. And again, there's the joy in just that paragraph I read. But why is this issue coming up? I'm not searching for that in particular. It just keeps showing up. And then it became, you know, about 10 years ago, I had this dialogue with the one gentleman, and the line sunk in. He said, you know, I don't want to deal with you anymore. Why? I asked him why. And he gave me an answer, which few do, but he gave me an answer when he said, you are on the wrong side of the NSA. At least he had the boldness to say it. If you go to the In Christ Alone link, you'll get to the Wrath of God article. And if you look down on the page there, you'll see the article, Are Tor Halls Intentional?, written January 13, 2015. A gentleman basically affiliated with the NSA specifically badmouthed me because of that article. And I mean, not a low-level guy, the head of Tor. And when I found that out, it was kind of like, you know, when I got fired from Westar, I was around a lot of people who were doing serious things, although I was kind of in a periphery stuff, just stealing money. And, you know, I kind of felt that same ecosystem. But, you know, especially when, you know, the more I found out, the people around, again, did that collateral murder. Again, I was only one or two people removed from the people who pulled the trigger. And then the connection, literal connection with the U.S. intelligence agency, pointing at me. And then see now the U.S. Senate is introducing something, how long it'll take and so forth. And I can see where I can be a target of that. So there was a little bit of a study today and some dialogue on this. So let's conclude with this because this is important. What I'll do is I'm just going to read the passage. Matthew 10, starting verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and pure as doves. This is the LSV. And take heed of men, for they will give you up to Sanhedrins, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. And before governors and kings, you'll be brought for my name's sake, for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the nations. And whenever they may deliver you up, do not be anxious of how or what you may speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you will speak. For you are not the speakers, but the Spirit of your Father that is speaking in you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and father, child, and children will rise up against parents and will put them to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But he who has endured to the end will be saved. And whenever they may persecute you in this city, flee to the other. For truly I say to you, you may not have finished going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man may come. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. Sufficient to the disciple that he may be as his teacher, and the servant as his Lord. If the master of the house they call Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Did some study on this. Actually had a little dialogue on it. You know, wise as serpents, pure as doves. You know, it's often innocent as doves or whatnot, but it's not innocent. It's a separation, not mixed with evil. Yeah, you know, where the words come from. That's what, you know, the pure is not pure. Well, it's pure in the sense of not mixed with other things. So not mixed with evil. And of course, give it up to the Sanhedrins. These are councils. Whether any kind of council, state courts, federal courts, ecclesiastical courts, and in their synagogues. Remember, the word synagoge is an assembly of people where people have met, or people are meeting. It's the place where people meet. And you'll see it used for the Christian community. Again, James 2:2. It's Christian. And they will scourge you. This is uncomfortable. But, you know, and the children rise up against parents and will put them to death, and you'll be hated by all because of my name. But he who has endured, and that endure is the idea of staying under. Staying under Christ, not seeking the protection of man. Staying under the protection of Christ. And there were a number of other things in this, but anyway. I really kind of felt the Lord said, I'm really going to mess with you today. Well, then let's also add the other thing. I sent the card today, and I plan to do it tomorrow. Today to Covenant, tomorrow to MetaView. And I think I might then do it to the three elders that I remain in my prayers. The statement is, quote, he begged us, unquote, is on the front of this card for a reason. And assuming I can do this without messing up. Remember, when I got the cards printed, initially it had just the kozlowska.org/promise in order to distinguish between first printing, second printing, and now third printing, which I'm starting to run low on. First I added he begged us, and then the other one, Molech. The he begged us was specifically about MetaView. My appeal remains. When we saw the distress in his heart, when he begged us and we would not listen, that's why the distress has come upon us. Joseph's brothers said that in Genesis. Genesis 42. I've been begging people, please. Don't do these vile things. Don't abandon me. What do? They abandon Joseph. Please don't abandon me. All right, let me end with this. I mentioned I did the article, The Wrath of God. I want to read the last, well, three paragraphs. Stuart Townend has my respect and my appreciation for what he has done in writing the words to this song. I have full confidence that Mr. Townend and Mr. Getty acknowledge that they are only the vessels of the Lord that the Lord used to bless us with his music and lyrics. Acknowledging the work of Mr. Townend, let me remind you of those marvelous words that were missing in the video. Again, this is the video, and I checked. You know, at this point, when I saw this, I think it I wrote in there, it was it 2 million views, 2015. Now it has 28 million views, far more than all the others combined, by far. You know, because, again, what the guy did, you know, I show the picture of his outstretched arms. The idea is, it seems like worship me is what he's saying. And that's what I wrote in the article. Let me remind you of those marvelous words that were missing in the video. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I lived. I have no hope. None whatsoever without the reconciliation that Jesus Christ did on his own initiative to tear down that barrier of sin that separates me from him. But that tore down the barrier. It's only step one. Step two is his grace in his call, his specific call. You know, all that the Father gives will come to the John 6. And that he will never let you go. The wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live. As I wonder about why the Lord gave me such joy in seeing these guys at the top of a mountain in India this morning, and then seeing the stuff, more stuff about homosexuality. You know, we call it trans. It's basically rooted in homosexuality, perverse pornia. You know, the pornia is a broader term. It's like Basileia is the, you know, the ruler or king, and the archy is the one who's first. Which is inclusive of first in time, first as in leading, and first as in ruling, which is the Basileia. So it's the broader term. Adultery is a specific thing, having sex with someone else's wife, whereas porneia is the inclusive term. It includes bestiality, homosexuality, all the various things. And that's what we see happening in our world, in our country. And the wrath of God is due on us. We don't go outlawed. We live in obedience to Christ. I'm going to do that until my last breath because of Christ holding me, not because of my strength. And I'm very concerned about what the U.S. Senate has proposed. This is not just getting fired, is it? Like it happened at Westar. My lady, my wife, your husband is a follower of Christ. And he loves you and wants you back.